Let me just take you back here, because this is history. In the 60s, when John Kennedy was assassinated, November 22nd, 1963. Yeah, there's some remembrances of that day, and were you
Absolutely.
Taken with him as a president?
Oh, yeah. We were in Arkansas fishing. We had been in a closed-in fishing dock. It was cool. We were leaving to have lunch, and the gentleman there said, "The president's been shot." So we got in the car, and we turned on the radio, and we went back to our cabin and got our clothes and drove back home. So I listened to the radio all the way. And, of course, I think by the time we got home, he had already passed away, and Johnson was preparing to take over. I think everybody knows where they were the day that happened.
And the music they played on the radio at that time was just very somber. When they weren't talking, it was just very, very somber
kind
of music.
That's right.
Then we had the assassination in 68 of Dr. King, and then Robert Kennedy in 68.
It all seems like a bad dream. It nearly seemed like an epidemic of hate.
As you came to Tulsa in the 50s, or 48 and 50s, race relations here and blacks and whites, did you feel or notice any of it?
The year before I got married, I had done national sorority work, and I had the southern chapters. I had the University of Alabama, the University of Georgia, and Louisiana, and OU. I was pulling into Birmingham on a Pullman. I was going to Tuscaloosa to see the chapter there. Desegregation had started, or was being talked about. We were talking, and I said, "Well, I certainly believe that all rights should be the same, that the schools..." There was a gentleman sitting across, and he turned to me and he said, "Young lady, you're in the South now. You better be careful what you say." But as far as here, everything was segregated.
Remember seeing the signs?
Oh, yeah.
Stores
oh, yeah.
downtown?
Well, not only on the stores, but I remember the railroads and the fountains. In the little town I lived in, the movie theaters, it was really
everything separate,
unbelievable.
You mean, is what you're talking
oh,
about,
yes.
right?
Oh, yes.
What about the movie theaters?
I know there was segregation, but I don't ever remember, maybe in the balcony, maybe that was, I don't really remember that.
Well, blacks may have sat in the balcony.
Yeah, I think so.
Remember stores downtown?
Oh, yeah. Definitely a problem when it came to trying on clothes and everything. It was just terrible. You know, Gerald L.K. Smith was pretty active here.
I'm sorry, that name again?
Gerald L.K. Smith.
Tell us about him.
He was probably one of the worst anti-everything in the country. He was anti-Semitic, anti-black. He was like a cancer, and he was very active around Tulsa. I'm surprised you've never heard that name.
No.
Yeah, he was prevalent here.
He wasn't from Tulsa. Did he live here? He
lived nearby, but he was here a lot. He was here a lot. I remember he was coming here to speak. He had these very inflammatory speeches that he made. We went, and then he never showed up. I don't know whether he was a member of the Ku Klux Klan, but I do know that he was very, very anti-Semitic and anti-black.
Did he seem to have a following?
Oh, yeah. You had asked me earlier if I'd ever really had any kind of an incident of discrimination. When I moved here and I had done this national sorority work, we did have an alumni group here, and they felt we should join the Panhellenic here. Panhellenic is made up of sorority girls from colleges. The Panhellenic rules the college sororities. There is a national Panhellenic that rules all the Panhellenics. These are alumni groups that are in different cities, and the different sororities belong, and there was a Panhellenic association here. So I called the woman who was the president of the group. I told her who I was and what sorority it was, and I said, "I'll mail you the information." We were established in 1929 and how many chapters we had and so forth and so on. I sent her all that information, and I never did hear back from her. So after a few months, I called her back. I said, "You know, I hadn't heard from you. Is there any further information that you'd like?" She says, "No." I said, "Well, I hadn't heard from you." She said, "Well, you don't qualify." I said, "Well, I don't understand. We were established in 1929. I don't know how many chapters." And she says, "You don't qualify." So I hung up and I called back to our national, and it so happened we had a member that was on the National Panhellenic Board. When they heard that, then they contacted this woman, and she said, they don't qualify. So they disqualified this chapter. There were a lot of people moving into Tulsa, people whose husbands were engineers and things, and they had been in other schools, not Southern schools, but schools from Ohio and Iowa and all up and through the Midwest. When they heard what happened, they had a fit. One of the women called me. You know, I didn't need them socially. I wasn't interested in that anyway. I was just doing it because I'd been asked to do it. She called me and said that a whole new group had taken over, that it was terrible, and that they wouldn't have ever joined had they known that that was the thing that existed there. And at the time when this was going on, I mentioned it to Rosalind Gussman, who was in another sorority, and apparently she knew. She says, it'll be a cold day in July. I couldn't believe it, but that's what happened. You know, it was there. It was a lot in Tulsa. A lot of the community was not open. It was not open. Country clubs.
You're talking about the Jews now.
Yes.
So country clubs weren't open.
Yeah.
The Southern Hills was not.
I don't know. Maybe other country clubs. I don't think many of them were at right. that time. Then I think others did open.
So then you did begin to feel some of this anti-Semitic feeling here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, it was here. Yeah. It existed. It existed.
Do you think it does today?
I don't know. You know, I'm not that active. I don't know. I imagine that there's still some. I think that it's 100% better. I think that people understand each other and tolerant. I definitely think that it's better. I was just at this thing for the John Hope Franklin.
You're talking about the John Hope Franklin Reconciliation
Program. Yes, yes. It's a very interesting group. And there's a lot to be done yet.